KXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. State Senator Sandra Cunningham has been charged with DUI and arrested after hitting two parked cars in Jersey City Thursday morning, according to Jersey City Police. Now, according to the accident report, Cunningham was driving west on Culver Avenue near Route 440 in an SUV around 9:30 a.m. and sideswiped two unoccupied parked cars. Results of an alcohol drug test given to Cunningham are pending. She told police, quote, "I was coming down the street when I was about to make a turn and instead turned into a snowbank." Former Governor Jim McGreevy told NBC New York he picked up Cunningham from the crash scene and believes she had a bad reaction to medication. The Centers for Disease Control says there's strong evidence suggesting students can safely return to school even if all teachers and staff are not vaccinated. Teachers are not eligible for either the Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J shot until March 15th. Meantime, more Jersey schools are welcoming students back into the classrooms. This portion of the news is made possible by Indeed. Indeed believes less is more, so they have screening tools to help you narrow down your list of candidates, and you only pay for the applications you need. Deal? Visit Indeed.com/credit. Drug-related deaths did not spike last year as feared, as year-end data released Thursday shows an increase of less than 1% from 2019. Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says state officials were extremely concerned the emotional toll of the pandemic would cause a big uptick in overdoses.
But we must stay vigilant. 3,046 lives lost is too many. One life lost to overdose is too many.
Overdose deaths began increasing in late 2019 and continued to jump when pandemic-related shutdowns were imposed last spring, but they were down from a year earlier each month from July through December. A 70-year-old Egg Harbor City man has been sentenced to more than 11 years for sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl. Jose Rodriguez, a repeat offender, sexually assaulted the girl in August 2019, gave her $10, and told her not to tell anyone about what happened in his house because he didn't want to get in trouble with the police, according to the Atlantic County prosecutor. But the child didn't listen and told her mother that same night. When it comes to autonomous vehicles, more than 80% of drivers surveyed by AAA say current technologies like automatic emergency braking do not work well enough to justify self-driving cars. Only 22% want further development of self-driving cars. The bottom line, says Robert Sinclair of AAA Northeast, is that these technologies need to work 100% of the time.
And unfortunately, we have seen some major mishaps and fatalities as a result of crashes that occurred because drivers were too trusting in these technologies, even though they were warned not to be.
Only 14% of drivers surveyed say they would trust riding in a self-driving car. 96% of today's vehicles come equipped with at least one advanced driver assistance system. He had his day in court. Now Bruce Springsteen may be getting his own day in the Garden State, period. And that would be September 23rd, the Freehold native's birthday, if resolutions that advance in the state legislature Thursday are enacted by both houses. New Jersey may also celebrate Grover Cleveland Week beginning March 18th under the resolution. Cleveland was born in Caldwell and the only person to serve two non-consecutive terms as president of the United States. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Cold and quiet this weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
At New Jersey 101.5, every Friday is a Blue Friday. Join Bill Spadia for Blue Friday every Friday morning at 8:35 as he honors New Jersey law enforcement for going above and beyond the call of duty. Nominate a Garden State officer at nj1015.com/Blue Friday. Make every Friday a Blue Friday with Bill Spadia and New Jersey 101.5.
This time, 11:05, now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Traffic is all tied up on 95 here coming out of Pensy, going over the Delaware River Bridge. And from that point, we're going to see a lot of traffic, very heavy traffic, continuing all the way down to almost, not quite, to 295. I would say it probably starts to break up around where 95 would cross Florence Columbia Road. From that point, it gets better, but it will slow down just a smidge again east of 295, getting into the main line of the New Jersey Turnpike. And then there's 78. 78, God bless. 5 miles of super heavy traffic for the stretch running from exit 12 out in Clinton all the way down to exit 18, they have two lanes of construction work. It's crazy. And also very heavy on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound for about a mile and a quarter, starting about a mile and change north of Interchange 5. Again, that's some road work. We've got the delays on 9 on the southbound side, south of the Victory Circle. That's actually 935 on that little stretch where the two highways become one at the Victory Circle and continuing down to about Raritan Street in South Amboy. I think by the time you pass the 9 and 35 split, you should be good to go. And then there's Route 3, which is just awful on the eastbound side from Route 17 in Rutherford and continuing down to East Rutherford out to the western spur of the Turnpike. Two lanes of road work out there. New Jersey traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1118 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Pete Torriello, New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic made possible by the New Jersey Lottery. Home is where the heart is, and with a $138 million Powerball jackpot win, home could look like a whole lot different than it does now, and it could be where you've always wanted. With all those millions, a Cape May mansion could be yours. Take a chance on Powerball, because anything can happen in Jersey. On Wall Street, the Dow has turned negative, down 39 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 11:07.
New Jersey 101.5. Weekdays we talk, and weekends
she's a little runaway.
We rock. Fast traffic, instant weather, and Jersey's greatest hits. Listen all weekend long on our free app, NJ1015.com, and your smart speaker.
9:09 now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Blustery, biting, bundle-up weather is back. Wind gusts to 30 miles an hour this morning, adding an extra chill to the air, making it feel much more like mid-January than early March. Temperatures climbing from the 20s into the 30s. We'll struggle to hit a high in the upper 30s to around 40 this afternoon. The wind should start to dial back slightly after lunchtime, and look on the bright side, we'll have bright sunshine and blue skies all day. Clear skies tonight with a calmer wind, lows in the mid-20s, and the weekend's going to be cold and quiet. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of a flurry, highs near 40. Lots of sunshine on Sunday with highs holding steady around 40 degrees. And then next week, we are warming up. Monday will be sunny as highs bump into the mid-40s. We should pop into the 60s by the middle of next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Right now, Patterson, 32 degrees, Camden, 38, Berkeley Heights, 40. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.